Good afternoon again, everyone. It's a beautiful day here, and just been doing a wee visit this morning and just noticed this nice laneway. And it just reminds us, doesn't it, of the journey of life. We're all going down the valley one by one, the hymn writer said. We're all traveling a road that leads to a destination. And sometimes it can be hard going, sometimes it can be lonely, sometimes it can be difficult. And I'm just reminded of the words of Psalm 90. Psalm 90 is a prayer of Moses, the man of God. And Moses says in Psalm 90, in verse number 1, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. The Bible says that concerning our God, in him we live and we move and we have our being. And it's God that gives life to each and every one of us. But Moses is speaking something more than that, speaking about something deeper, something different. You see, the Bible says that whenever we're a Christian, we are in Christ. And Moses really believed that as a man of God, as a servant of the Lord, that he was in intimate fellowship with his God. And as he thought about the children of Israel and the generation that left Egypt and the generation that crossed the Red Sea, and the generation that entered into the wilderness, and now close to the generation that's coming out of the wilderness, Moses can look back and testify that this great God has been our dwelling place in all generations. And from one generation to the next, God has been faithful, and God has been good, and God has been true. In him we live, we move, we have our being. And it's wonderful whenever you see a family from generation to generation coming to really know the Lord and coming really to know the Saviour. And Moses is considering the faithfulness of God, the protection of God, the presence of God, and fellowship with God in his generation and in the generations coming and in the generations following. And then that Psalm 90, Moses makes another prayer and he says, Lord, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Friends, life is so brief, it's so short. In this Psalm 90, Moses says, the days of our years are 70 years. Sometimes we reach 80 years, but on average our lives 70. And life is brief, life is short. It says that we are soon cut off and we fly away. Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. As we travel down the road of life, and we're going down that road one by one, and we're going to a certain destination, it's important to make sure that our dwelling place is in God, that we know him as a friend, that we know him as a saviour, that we know him as a father, and we can pass on the good news of the gospel to the generation coming, and we spend our lives wisely. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I wonder today, as you think about your life, how short it really is, are you labouring and living for treasures of worth? C.T. Studd in one of his hymns said, only one life 'twill soon be past, only what's done for Christ will last. Mac Tomlinson, an American pastor, wrote the biography of Leonard Ravenhill, and he entitled the biography In Light of Eternity. And that's how Mr. Ravenhill lived his Christian life. He lived his life in light of the great eternity. And Leonard Ravenhill once made a statement, a question as a matter of fact, is what you are living for worth Christ's dying for? Teach us, Lord, to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Friends, we're going down this road of life, and we only travel that road once. It's soon coming to an end. Is what you are living for, does it really count in light of eternity? Is your dwelling place today in God? Do you know the Lord today? Are you living for the Lord? Are you seeking first his kingdom? May God bless these simple thoughts, these stumbling words to your hearts. But friends, let's remember one life, it'll soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. See you again next time, and thanks for joining us.